The Red Apple Supermarket on Seattle's Beacon Hill is one of more than 1,600 retail stores in the state that now sell hard liquor. Dean Hasegawa is the manager. He says in addition to figuring out pricing, what spirits are popular, and where to put the stuff, hands down, the biggest problem has been security.
That was an expensive learning curve, I'm going to tell you.
As soon as he started putting liquor on the shelves, people began stealing it.
We've lost thousands of dollars.
From the beginning, there were theft deterrent caps on bottles and extra security cameras, but it didn't seem to make a difference.
They got as bold as coming in, filling up baskets, and they would just go out the door as quickly as they could. Some of them had cars waiting, some of them ran, you know, others threw the liquor back at you.
He says after 4 months, he took inventory and it was ugly. By the holidays, he decided to put the alcohol behind locked, sliding glass doors. Other supermarkets and drugstores have also, over the course of the year, locked up or otherwise made the liquor harder to get to. You might wonder why they didn't do that from the start. But Hasegawa says you have to understand the psychology involved. Stores, especially a neighborhood one such as Red Apple, want to appear friendly and inviting, and locking a product away tends to send the opposite message. And you don't want to put yourself at a disadvantage to your competition. But he says, looking back on it now,
hindsight, you know, do it all over again, lock it up from the beginning.
Hasegawa says it's curious, though, that Washington seems to be different than places that have long sold liquor in grocery stores. He says when he was vacationing in California, Nevada, and Arizona, he noticed the bottles sitting on open shelves, and it didn't seem to be a problem. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.